Because when you can follow the chanting, means your mind is actually one with the chanting. Otherwise, the memory, it will come out with a funny thinking or no. We are meditating. Why are these people making so much noise in the chanting? Especially if you don't understand the chanting. But this one luckily is Mahayana chanting. So the rhythm or you all are used to it, understand? Especially those who attend the morning chanting, or you are used to it. So it's singing very easily, synchronized very easily. That's why when I was young, I remember our house is this a tap house, but there are many areas with a zinc sheet on. You know zinc sheet in Japan. When it rains, wow, very nice. Oh, I like it rain. Oh, that type of vibration are all different. Sometimes heavy, sometimes not so heavy. Then later on, I come to PJ. I realize I install the awning. Wow, that sound very nice. So it's a matter of understanding. When you understand, it's not a noise. Your people used to tell me, you can sleep with the awning like that so loud. Just like people ask me. I think quite a number of them. One of them is Pauline. You drink coffee and sleep after the class. Your people don't understand. When you understand, you want to sleep, you sleep. Understand? Oh, like the mind. You want it to be silent, you will be silent. You want to use it to live life, you use it. You are most of the time aware you can do it where the mind is trained. Understand? When it's trained, it's heedful living. When it's untrained, it's heedless living. So all this, the cultivator will come to understand. Then as you understand, your wisdom stabilize. Then you know why living beings are like that, why they think a lot. That's why in the early day, I remember when Acharya told me, he said, human beings are very funny, they think a lot. And that time I understand what he said. Because I also went through that phase, think a lot. And so until my Anapanasati came, then later on my own, I know how to go into the more refined awareness. Then the mindfulness came. Now, when the mindfulness came as a free mind, the sankhara hardly arise unless I need to use it to live life, to communicate, to interact all. Otherwise, most of the time, quiet, still. Then, specific phenomenal awareness. But of course, when I'm doing something, do work or what, I have to read and all things. But that one will come back, understand? The third phase of seeing, kan san yu su san, then you become normal again. Then that time I realized, the mind, supramundane mind, very fine. The movement very fine. Then when you have the understanding, then you can live life. You can perceive, you can think. But all these aggregate are pure aggregate, non-grasping one. No delusion, no defilement. It see, it understand. It hear, it understand. It smell, it understand. Tactile feel, it understand. No more like before. The mind keep on stirring, reacting, worrying here, worrying. No need. Because that wisdom allow you to have that mind. No matter what it is, it's not life and death one. Understand? Whatever happens, the reality. Reality you scared of what? Confront it, resolve it. Well, the existential world has such thing as life, has such thing as law of karma. That's why do your duty. Understand? Not? Apart from that, nothing else. Then when you have the understanding, you know everything is dependent, originating, condition. There is no permanent, unchanging entity in all phenomena. He know you, he know me. So where got problem actually? Problem only exists in the existential world, the condition world where duality arise. Understand not? Then when you have this understanding, the way you live life is different. That's why in the Heart Sutta, it says when you realize true emptiness, penetrative wisdom, the life become wonderful, meaningful. That's why the third phase of Dhamma, the Buddha put it in. After you cultivate, you realize you awaken, you can live the third phase of Dhamma, which is noble living. Live the life of an awakened one or an enlightened being. So all this become possible. So if you understand all this, your faith become very different. Because this is life, understand? Otherwise you come for what? Come to suffer, play the game of suffering every time. Here kena bang wall, there kena bang wall. Oh. Afflicted every now and then. Then might as well don't come. But living being, because of ignorant avijja, got no choice. Karma said, you have to come. If you want to choose to come, can become a bodhisattva. You can choose to come. Under what condition, what era, who your parents, you can choose. But you must have that type of understanding. The